And now, your go-to source for year-round fantasy hockey advice, DFS and betting coverage. This is NHL Fantasy on Ice, presented by Skip, the official food delivery app of the NHL.
The Great Chase reaches the final stretch, brought to you by our good friends over at Skip. It's time for another episode of NHL Fantasy on Ice, Week 24, Mailbag Edition. Nick Elberga and Jake Hahn with you. What's going on, Jake?
We get one goal closer to Gretzky's record, Nick. It feels like we're saying that every episode at this point, and only 2 weeks until the end of the regular season. I can't believe we're at this point already, so getting close to the NHL playoffs. This episode brought to you by Skip. Skip to the good part and get groceries, meals, and essentials delivered right to your door on Skip.
Jake, I want a team bet. Friday night, it's the Capitals hosting the Chicago Blackhawks. Are we just playing the Hattie outright here or what?
What's the Hattie pay for Ovechkin? What are we looking at? It can't pay as much as Hattie's for anybody else. So I like it. I think Friday, Chicago, hat trick, dramatic fashion. I'm down for that. I think we just play the Ovi Hattie until he gets it. So maybe it gets it done this weekend. Shout out Chris Meany, by the way. Well, I guess we can't give him credit just yet, but shout out Meany on the Monday episode. He said Ovi was going to get it done this week. Now, he hasn't done it yet, but if that hat trick does happen the way that you said, Nick, that would be quite the call from Means on the Monday episode.
It would, and if you're finding other ways or looking for other ways on how to bet that, don't worry. Michael Leboff is coming up with On the Money a bit later on, brought to you by Bet365. But this is an evolving story, and the traveling rodeo as well with Alex Ovechkin. If he doesn't do it Friday night, Saturday at the Islanders, Thursday, next Thursday at Carolina. They got like 5 days off after the Islanders game, too.
Is Wayne off the golf course yet? Have we pried him off the golf course? I don't know. If I'm Wayne, I'm saying call me when he's like about to break it. But it sounds like we've got quite the caravan chasing around Ovechkin here.
Yeah, it's the traveling circus. And yeah. If I know Petey Jensen, the Torpedo. If I know, that's his new nickname, by the way, the Torpedo. I don't know how it's taken this long for me to come to that. But if I know the Torpedo well enough, you know he'll be in the building on Sunday at 12:30 puck drop national TV. Petey, even if you're not right, going to be there for the show right now, open up your mic and say you're going to be there with your kids, your wife, you can have the popcorn, and you're going to be rooting against your Islanders and your boy Sorokin, by the way, who hasn't never allowed a goal by Ovechkin, right? I know you're going to be in the building there Sunday, Petey.
I mean, he's the only half-decent goalie out there that's never allowed a goal against Ovechkin. So you know it's going to happen on Sunday, whether I'm there holding both kids at the same time watching it or some other scenario. I would say that it's very likely to happen on Sunday. I think he gets one or two against the Blackhawks at home. They probably blow them out. I would go like puck line all day, Ovi and the Capitals to beat the Blackhawks. But then I do think it's going to happen Sunday.
Delivered by Skip, boys, do I pick up Ryan Leonard? Makes his debut earlier this week.
I think there's probably better options on the waiver wire. Nick, I know we're excited about these college players coming over. We got a chance to watch him play two games this week, and no points, one shot on goal. I think he's hovering around, 14, 15 minutes in those games. So the minutes are there. I think with a good matchup coming up this weekend, obviously Chicago, PD mentions the Islanders game coming up as well. You could probably do worse on the waiver wire, but depending on what else is out there, we haven't really seen him pop yet in these couple games, right?
Yeah, it depends on the matchup. Has played quite a bit with Protas and Strome. No power play time yet. That's the big thing for me. I mean, if you're going to pick up a guy, he's got to play on the power play, and certainly everything revolves around Alex Ovechkin on PP1, so he's certainly not going to see that. At some point, he'll get on the second power play, but I think a DFS play, a stream at the very least, I would look at Ryan Leonard, but it's very slim pickings when it comes to the waiver wire right now, Jake.
It is. I mean, if you're still alive in your league, obviously everyone's spoken for and you get your teams mostly locked, right? Other managers locked from making moves. So you're not going to get guys sent back to the waiver wire. And at this point, yeah, you're going for the Ryan Leonards. You're going for guys that, you know, younger players, maybe guy getting a nice line assignment coming into this week as well. So I kind of like what I've seen from Leonard, Nick. He's throwing the body around a little bit, but I think when you come into a situation like Washington and the team's already fully loaded, they've got their guys, they've got their shooters, you're a young player, you just kind of want to slot in, not make any mistakes. And I think he's been a little passive in terms of shooting the puck and being aggressive, trying to create offense. But we'll see with a better matchup this weekend if he can get something going.
This next question is good because the New York Rangers have been driving me nuts, man. They're driving me up the wall, including Igor Shesterkin. Help the guy out, okay? You're going to ruin my fantasy season. Nevertheless, Gabe Perreault makes his debut. We got a couple questions about Gabe Perreault. Do I pluck Gabe Perreault off the waiver wire? I actually like Gabe Perreault the most out of him, Leonard, and Snuggerud, from St. Louis. He's playing with Miller and Lafreniere, almost scored in his debut, but also playing PP2. Would you do that, Jake?
I think the best chance of offense out of those three. So I'm with you on the fact that if I were to rank them, I'd probably put him at one because the Rangers need the help right now. I mean, they get the big win on Wednesday night, and they're keeping pace in this race with Montreal for that last spot in the Eastern Conference. So they need the help. Sounds like he's getting a good line assignment, some power play time. I'd be okay to fire him up, whereas kind of looks like Leonard slotted into a middle six. I took a quick look at Snuggerud, only played 10 minutes with St. Louis. Yeah. And we know how St. Louis is just rolling right now. They don't want to mess with the chemistry at all. So I think out of the three, Perreault has the most interest to me that could maybe help you in your fantasy final.
Yeah, and of course, as we've mentioned on the podcast, Gloria now replaced by Joe Boo over in St. Louis. 10 straight wins. They're going to make it 11 tonight. They're playing the lowly Pittsburgh Penguins. As for Snuggerud, playing with Neighbors and Sunkvist and on power play too, so be mindful of that moving forward. I talked a bit about the Caps, obviously, with Ovechkin and Leonard, but a big side note from that game against Carolina, Jake, on Wednesday, Logan Thompson leaving that game, did not return, upper body injury. You got to snatch up Charlie Lindgren right now.
Are we a little concerned about the Capitals right now? Are you concerned? Because, like, look, they beat Boston the night before. Okay, everyone's beating Boston right now. That team just looks completely checked out at this point. But they've been losing some games here. I know we're all hyped about Ovi, and that's the storyline. But they've been showing some chinks in the armor lately. And if Logan Thompson is legitimately hurt, I hope he's okay for the postseason. I don't know. Are we asking questions about... I think at one point we were ready to just put them in the Eastern Conference final, but are you a little bit worried about maybe what's going on in Washington here?
I think to an extent you should be. I think this is low-hanging fruit. All season long, people have been waiting for the Washington Capitals to have that misstep. And maybe it's the pressure. Maybe it's everything surrounding Alex Ovechkin. I do think this team is now guilty of just trying to feed Ovechkin for everything. Like everything, like the fact that they're down like 5-1 and they're down like 8-5 in games to the Buffalo Sabres and Ovi scoring, we're doing this massive celebration. I do truly feel once he gets this record, they can take that breath and move on. But I think there was always going to be that skepticism with this Washington team, Jake, because of where they came from this year, where a lot of people had them pegged to miss the playoffs. And now they're one of the best teams in hockey, period. How do you feel about them?
They are going to get the favorable matchup in the first round, regardless. So they're going to get that second wild card team. So the path is still nice. I mean, they got rinsed by Carolina on Wednesday night, but it was second half of a back-to-back, kind of a tough spot for the Capitals. So I'm not going to read too much into that result, but that would be a potential second round opponent for them, right, Nick? Mm-hmm. So I think I'm a little bit concerned, not enough to just jump totally off the Washington Capitals, but I'm seeing some things in their game to think, okay, we're going to have to tighten this up before the playoffs. Is there any team in that Eastern Conference wildcard race? I know we've kind of narrowed it down to just a few teams right now that you would be more worried to play if you were the Capitals or a Caps fan right now out of that mix, Montreal, Rangers, Columbus, any of those teams would scare you?
Easy answer. It's the Montreal Canadiens. We talked about this last week. If there's a team that deserves to play playoff games this year, it's the Montreal Canadiens. They've earned it. I can't say the Rangers have earned anything. They're just playing on skill alone. They got one of the best goalies on the planet. They got some really good players, but they're blowing leads left and right. They're not playing playoff style hockey, whereas Montreal has been playing that way for like 2 months. And the fantasy appeal is there too. Like Lane Hudson is a guy that probably was snagged off the waiver wire in most leagues. I drafted him in a couple leagues. He's providing crazy value right now. But you look at that Montreal Canadiens lineup, there's a lot of offense to be found. They're playing with confidence, and they're playing with house money, Jake. Like, it reminds me, I've been saying this for a while, the 16-17, I think, Toronto Maple Leafs, where I think it was the first year of Matthews in the playoffs. Nobody expected them to be there. They played the Capitals, ironically enough, and they took them to six games. But Montreal's going to be a scary out, I think, if they make it.
And it feels like they've got a little bit of that magic fairy dust in Montreal. Remember that unlikely run they had to the Stanley Cup final? I'm not saying they're going to the Cup final again. I don't see that with this team. But I also don't think they'd be a layup in the first round, assuming that they do lock this spot down and they get in. I think they could be a pesky team, especially those games at the Bell Center, Nick. I know you grew up there. You know that area very well. That building, I mean, it's rocking right now for these regular season games, but it is just insane come playoff time. So that's not going to be an easy place for a team to go win a hockey game. It just feels like the vibes are high in Montreal. If it does come down to tiebreaker, though, by the way, Nick, the Rangers heavily in favor of the tiebreaker in terms of regulation wins. I think Montreal has as many regulation wins as Buffalo does this year, so they don't have the favorable tiebreaker. They're going to have to win this thing outright, but they're definitely playing the better hockey of all that bunch right now.
I do love the revenge arc from the Four Nations not making it. John Tavares has been on a different planet for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I think has 14 goals in the last 16 games. And Nick Suzuki, I mean, what an effort the other night just to will that team to victory. Scores late, scores in OT. Montreal wins that game. They got Boston, the rival Bruins, coming up on Thursday. By the way, in terms of replacements for Logan Thompson, I would look at Casey DeSmith, Scott Wedgwood with Colorado. And are we on the Reimer train right now? James Reimer's getting some starts for Buffalo, and it's crazy for me to say that on this podcast, but I'm actually feeling him lately.
I think on the Monday show, we talked about some guys that are winning you fantasy playoffs, like fantasy playoffs MVPs. We mentioned Taylor Hall. There was a few other names in there. I don't know if we mentioned James Reimer, but we should have, because he's just been an incredible story the last couple weeks. This is classic Buffalo Sabres, though, Nick. Is it not? It's late March into early April now. Buffalo's winning hockey games, doing the classic Sabre thing. Maybe it's an angle we should be attacking in the betting market if the Sabres are going to do this and keep winning as underdogs. But I certainly did not see James Reimer being one of the fantasy MVPs coming into this thing.
I just got a note from our sales rep over with Skip. Skip, remember, the official food delivery app of the National Hockey League. And they are wondering why we're not sprinkling in listener questions, and executive producer Pete Jensen sitting there on his hands with nothing. What do we got, Petey? Do we have anything? Because now the sales reps are pissed. Right now they're pissed.
They're angry for sure. But I think that we have a nice way to fill this gap here. We have the weekend back-to-backs are huge in the fantasy playoffs. Someone was asking, who do you like the most to pick up at the goalie position? So it includes James Reimer, and Buffalo plays a weekend back-to-back set. They are playing well. They play Tampa at home and versus Boston. If he gets the call against Boston, Buffalo did pass them in the standings, so I would roll him out there.
I like that. Shout out to James Reimer on this podcast. Another question delivered by Skip. Some Sasha Barkov injury replacements. So he plays against Montreal, doesn't show up against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Internally, I think the easy answer for you is Anton Lindell, baby Barkov. But externally, Jakey, I like Ryan Donato, Mason McTavish. Why don't we give some love for another Buffalo Sabre? Ryan McLeod has 17 points in the last 14 games here.
I'm glad to see people have joined me on the Mason McTavish train. Nick, I think I was the only person on that train early in the season. It was very lonely, but now we're piling up. What do you have, like 11 shots last game or something like that? It's crazy. The guy's firing it. He looks like a good player. The Ducks are roping me in a little bit for next year, Nick. I got to be very careful with
Be careful, Jay.
We've all been burned before by these teams playing meaningless games late in the season. But McTavish, baby Barkov, I think, is the easy play. Anton Lundell, always like him when he gets a few extra minutes. Move up that lineup. I'm surprised you didn't mention Mackie Samuskevich, or maybe Petey was waiting with the to drop Samuskevich on us.
He's been on fire, man. I really, really like that player. He's 22, and I was just going to mention, too, Anaheim could do the funniest thing ever this offseason and hire John Tortorella, if you know what I'm saying. You know, is there a Cutter Gauthier, Pete's boy?
That would be hilarious. I'm here for the comedy. I don't think that would be a smart move for Anaheim with where they're at and the vibes that they've got. But, hey, I'm pro-drama. I'm pro-excitement in the league. So, yeah, Anaheim, pick up the phone, hire Torts.
You're trying to get my guy Greg Cronin out of there? He's my guy. I know everyone in the league hates him and they say he's a real hard ass, but Greg Cronin, go listen to that guy. He's a true leader. I know the players, they're soft. The players are soft. They can't handle a little tough love. Greg Cronin's my guy, Petey.
I mean, Anaheim's on some kind of like revenge tour or something. They're going to knock all these teams out. They're going to knock Calgary out. Then they're going to knock Vancouver out, right? They almost knocked the Rangers out the other day by coming back against them. An amazing comeback with Mason McTavish, who's been a horse the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's to me, it's the empty calorie points that always gets me. Like, we always got to be careful this time of year. The Buffalo Sabres doing their thing, the Anaheim Ducks. But it is an angle to play down the stretch here in fantasy playoffs, Jake, is, again, the guys on mediocre teams. San Jose's been impressive. Chicago gave Colorado fits. That's definitely an angle I would play down the stretch if you're looking for a waiver wire pickup. Don't be afraid to go to those depths.
Yeah, the doom and gloom angle. I love it this time of the year. I think it genuinely wins you fantasy championships. We all know who the top guys are, and then you get these teams that nobody wants a part of that just play well. They're playing loose. Everyone gets tight at the end of the year. Okay, we're trying to win a division. We're trying to lock down a playoff spot. We're all getting tight. And then these loose teams like Anaheim, Buffalo, take your pick. Any of these teams that are completely out of it can be a goldmine for fantasy hockey, right, Pete?
Yeah, for sure. And you have another guy at the goalie position that I would consider. I know Stuart Skinner is banged up. Calvin Pickard has 19 wins and 28 decisions this season. And he is, you know, the starter as of right now. So I would consider him. And Edmonton's a weird team, right? Missing Ekholm, missing McDavid. They got Drysdale back. Like, all of a sudden, they could beat anybody any given night. So I would roll out Pickard with some confidence.
It is now time for On the Money, brought to you by Bet365. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 or older, Ontario only. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has concerns about gambling, visit ConnexOntario.ca. As we bring in NHL handicapper extraordinaire, it is Michael Leboff. Leboff, what's going on, buddy?
What's up? Not too much. A couple weeks left here before the real show gets going. So I'm pretty pumped. This is always a good time of the season to kind of recalibrate and get ready to hitch your wagon to a few teams.
Hey, don't tell that to the St. Louis Blues. 10 straight victories. They're home to the Pittsburgh Penguins on Thursday night. Are you believing what this Blues team is selling?
Generally, yeah. I actually like the Penguins in this spot, though. I just think that there's a few spots on Thursday night where I think the market is just like getting caught up in the hype. The Blues, for one, I think just a little too wide against Pittsburgh, who's got 6 wins in the last 10, and they've beaten some good teams. I mean, I think they are the last team to beat St. Louis too, right? So they've got wins over Vegas and Ottawa, St. Louis, a bunch of teams that are fighting for playoff spots and other stuff. And the Penguins are just have been a spoiler of the past few seasons, and they're just not a team I want to get, you know, too cozy with just betting against them because they're out of it. That spot for sure. And I also think the Bruins are worth a shot here against the Canadiens. I think that number's a little crazy. Yeah, Montreal's the better team right now and has something to play for, where Boston is just circling the drain on this losing streak. But when you look at them on paper, like these are two mediocre teams. The Canadiens might make the playoffs, but they're going to finish with 86, 87 points. That's not like a spellbinding team by any stretch. And they just showed a cup, you know, last week against the Flyers. They've got a dud in them still. So those are two games that I think bettors are just going to look to back the team with something to play for. And there's usually value going the other way.
Leboff, I know you've never been afraid of a long shot. You've never been afraid of an underdog from what I've seen over the years. Is there any wild card teams right now? I know Nick mentioned St. Louis, obviously how they're playing right now, one of the great stories in the league. But is there any of these wild card teams you're taking seriously for a potential first round upset? Is it St. Louis, maybe Minnesota laying in the weeds, getting some players back, or any of those Eastern Conference wild card teams?
Yeah, I actually think Ottawa is, they were all the rage for, you know, bits and parts of the season. But now with what's going on with St. Louis and then the fact that Columbus and Montreal are neck and neck in a really exciting playoff race, and you got the Rangers in there as well, I think Ottawa's starting to fly under the radar again, which is pretty interesting, because I do think, and I know I've heard you say it a bunch, Jake, that of this group of upstarts in the East, the Senators would be the one I'd want to avoid in round one. And I like them a little bit less if they draw Tampa in round one. I think Tampa and Washington, those are the two, your two best teams in the East by a good margin. But if they draw Toronto or Florida, if Florida can find a way to kind of claw back into the mix for the top spot in the Atlantic, I would like Ottawa even more. I think that this is the type of team that is just going to, you know, they're like a horse at a starting gate, ready, just waiting for the gate to lift and going into the playoffs. And they've got a little bit more experience than I think people realize too. Like, they're like, oh, the Senators, first time in the playoffs since whatever it's been, the 2016-17. But, you know, they've got guys who've been there. They've got, you know, David Perron and Linus Ullmark and Claude Giroux. I mean, I'm not endorsing Travis Hamonic to have the role that he's had on this team, but he's there too. He's been in the playoffs. Like, this, it's not a team that's devoid of playoff experience. So I do like the Senators team quite a bit still, and I think that they're definitely the rabble-rouser I like the most in the East.
How are you playing the Florida Panthers down the stretch? They've hit a bit of a blip. They're a bit banged up, and a lot of people like to think, like myself, at some point in time they're going to hit a wall here.
We've seen this before with teams that have been in similar situations, and then the conversation among the media goes, oh, like, is it possible to just flip a switch? And then, you know, we saw it with the Tampa Bay Lightning, and then they flip the switch. Like, it's just what happens here. I mean, they've got to be kind of just sick of playing regular season hockey by now. They're waiting to get to the playoffs. They're missing bodies. I don't think that they care too much where they'd finish in the kind of the ranking in the Atlantic Division either. This is just a team that's, I think, waiting to get into the real thing, waiting to get their bodies back. And they're also, of course, like embedding some new bodies, especially, you know, Seth Jones on the back end. So I don't think that they should be the Stanley Cup favorite, which they've been for quite a while now, at some sports books. But I do think that you'd be a little foolish just to write them off because they're kind of having a little bit of a sluggish end to a season.
It's never too late to find a little value in the awards market, Leboff. I know that's a market that you follow closely. Is there anything still that jumps out to you? We've seen the Hart Trophy swing back and forth basically like a pendulum over the last couple of weeks. Draisaitl gets injured. Hellebuck becomes a big favorite. Draisaitl comes back, looks amazing. Now Draisaitl's a minus 200 favorite over at Bet365. But is there any other awards you still think that you could jump into with just a couple weeks left in the season?
3 days ago, I would have said I still had a little bit of interest in Dustin Wolf, but that's looks like that's wrapped up by Hudson, which leaves us really with just one award that I think, besides the Hart, that I don't have any understanding of the market. I know that the Selke Trophy is a reputation award, and once you win it once, you can win it a bunch. We saw it with Bergeron and Pavel Datsyuk, and I mean, the guy I'm going to endorse too, he's got two of them. That's Andre Kopitar. He's 100-1. To win still, and I don't understand how this award is still being priced like this with Barkov as a minus 1400 favorite, because that means it's essentially done. And I get the other awards because it's you have like a body of work to go off of, whether it's points or, you know, what Hellebuck's done in the Vezina race or Spencer Carberry's done with the wins in the Jack Adams race. But this award is so subjective. Kopitar has 1 year left on his contract after this season, and it wouldn't. I don't think it would shock anyone if he just, you know, maybe they have a grueling playoff race, if he just hangs him up after this one and cuts that deal short. But nonetheless, like, I could see him getting a one for the road kind of award. You know, this is the guy who, behind Patrice Bergeron during this generation, has been thought of as the best two-way center in the NHL. He's won it a couple times, and I think the professional hockey writers, whoever votes on the award, like, they all be inclined to kind of give this guy his due at least one more time. Maybe it is next season, maybe I'm jumping the gun here, but he's 100-1, and I don't think that is I think that's a very good number to play. I think it's absolutely live. I wouldn't be shocked if he just gets a nomination anyways. So I still like that Kopitar number. I've talked about it a few times. It hasn't really moved. I don't know what I'm missing here, but I just don't understand how this can be a like a coronation award right now.
Hey, you've built quite a compelling argument, I'll say that. Let's dive into the great chase. Three goals away is Alex Ovechkin in the final seven games, needs three goals, but home to Chicago on Friday, at the Islanders Saturday, Thursday, Carolina. How are you playing Ovechkin down the stretch here?
I'm just waiting for them to post a market on who's going to get the assist, because I can guarantee you that if he scores against the Blackhawks, Anthony Beauvillier will assist on the breaking goal against the Islanders on Sunday afternoon. So just wait for that one and get in on Bo. But yeah, I mean, it's been a compelling thing. I haven't really bet it at all because I just feel that every time I'm like interested in doing it, the prices are blown to bits or something happens. I would just wait to see if, you know, if he's like a goal away or two goals away, you can get in on it. You're not going to miss out on a number, I don't think, at this point. So you can bet like the anytime goal, or if you want to bet him to score a hat trick on Friday, go for it. You know, you get a good price there. But that's really it. I think it's just more of a great story rather than a betting one.
Nine games on Thursday, guys. Pretty nice little card here as we get closer and closer to the end of the season. We don't have too many of these cards left, these heavy Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday cards. We got to enjoy them while they're still here, as fired up as we are for the playoffs. We're not going to get 9-10 games a night anymore for a while. I like Vegas on home ice, about minus 120, minus 125 in that range. They just play so well at the Fortress. They lost to Edmonton earlier this week. I think they're going to want to bounce back. And this is a sneaky big game for the Jets all of a sudden here, guys, as Dallas is hot on their heels for that top spot in the Central. But I do like Vegas to get it done at the Fortress. Leboff, anything you're eyeing up here on a Thursday?
Yeah, I said I like the Blues. I like the Penguins against the Blues. That number's just way too wide. I do like the Bruins and as another underdog too. I'm with you on Vegas. I think that's a good number. I also like, if you want to go a little frisky, I like the Preds in Dallas. The Stars they're really good. They're on a run obviously, but I do think that it's a little, I'm not taking anything away, but there's a little bit of smoke and mirrors going on here. So that number is just a little bit too wide too. And I think it's just the market overreacting. So I think there's some interesting dogs here, some big ones. I also would say, like, kind of endorse the Ducks against the Flames. I just think that people are, once again, kind of gravitating towards the this team has something to play for and this team doesn't narrative.
We don't call him long shot Leboff for nothing. I like the Senators tonight at that price. And then before we let you go, Leboff, a little Stanley Cup future question that I have for you. And I feel like this team, Jake brought him up, I feel like they're being a little overlooked. I grabbed them before the season started, you know, of course, for the show. Everything we do here is for the show. What about the Vegas Golden Knights? I feel like no conversation happening with Vegas heading into the playoffs. I really feel like that team, they play so well at home. I think they can lift the Stanley Cup. I know the West is a gauntlet, but I just feel like Vegas is being overlooked, Leboff.
Yeah, I like it. You know, when I know Jake's partner, Boomer Gordon, and I had this conversation in September about the we were very wrong about the Bruins, and then but we were right about the Knights. Same thing. Like, they were hanging around 20-1, like just short of 20-1 before the season. And they're still in range here, you know, around 10-1. And you said the West is a gauntlet, but the Pacific really, it's not really. It's like, it's of the two divisions out there. Like, I'd much rather be in the Pacific than the Central and deal with Dallas and Colorado and Winnipeg. Edmonton looks really flawed. Yeah, the Kings can be a bear, but they're not as good as the Knights. And I think if you're avoiding St. Louis and getting Minnesota, you'd be pretty happy with tonight's draw. You know, go Minnesota, LA, and then deal with one of the behemoths from the Central. And but I'm with you. I don't find any fault in that logic or the number.
Can't believe it, boys. We're like 15, 16 days away from the Stanley Cup playoffs getting underway. Just a final thing to wrap. I like Ottawa, as Bobby put. I like Colorado, Columbus over 6.5 earlier this season, a 6-4 game. And I'm playing the Edmonton puck line against San Jose. Thank you so much for your time today, Leboff.
You got it, guys.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 or older, Ontario only. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has concerns about gambling, visit ConnexOntario.ca.
It's never ordinary at Bet365, and I want to go to PD Shot Prop. PD Shot Prop on the spot.
Yeah.
Come on, it's a loaded slate here on a Thursday. Come on, where are the props coming from, PD? Come on. Give the listener something, baby.
There are never locks for anything, but I think two things are as close to a lock as you could get. Mason McTavish for 3+ shots is still plus money. He had 11 shots on goal in his last game, and he's also got 19 points in his past 17 games. So maybe even look at him for a multi-point game. But I like that shot prop. And then the other near lock, Montreal to make the playoffs is still plus money at plus 120. I think that's going to happen. I like them over the Rangers and the Blue Jackets.
PD Shot Prop brought to you by Bet365 and also brought to you by any NHL golf shirt that you could imagine. Any team that you want, you got the
I have noticed that.
And a little Penn State Nittany Lions in the Frozen Four, PD. How about that? I mean, this is like PD is flying high.
We're excited here in the Jensen house for sure. Even my kids are excited.
Baby.
So, yeah, I'm a little worried playing against a juggernaut against Boston University, right? They got Cole Iserman. They got Hudson, right? I mean, they got some horses there for BU. So it's going to be a tough one, but hopefully Sergeyev stands on his head again.
They got some horses, and it's a battle of alma maters here in the Bender household. Penn State and the wife went to Boston University, so we are head-to-head. Okay, put a bow on it.
There you go. Coming up on Monday, week 25, waiver wire edition. We're getting closer and closer to the conclusion of the fantasy hockey season. Don't forget as well to check out the latest editions of Energy Line and also NHL Unscripted, where Ryan Dempster and Corey Schneider drop by, producer Bobby.
Oh, God, the way you say those promos, there's something special, I'll tell you. And Nate Thompson. Go listen to Energy Line because Nate Thompson just like unzipped his chest and bared his soul to the world, talking about his relationship with Kristen Cavallari. And I mean, Nate was phenomenal this week. All right. Pat Maroon, your guy, Nick Alberger, your guy, Pat Maroon bailed about an hour before the show. And then we had to pivot to Nate Thompson, you know, just spilling out his guts on the table. And it turned out okay. Thank you, Nate, for all you do for the program. And go listen to Unscripted and Energy Line. And now you can really put a bow on it.
Laguna Beach and the Hills, some of my personal favorites 20 years ago. Thank you to Michael Leboff for dropping by the podcast today. Thank you to producer Bob Bender, for Jay Conn and Pete Jensen. I'm Nick Alberga. You've been listening to NHL Fantasy on Ice delivered by Skip. Skip to the good part and get groceries, meals, and essentials delivered right to your door on Skip.